There's a cool new MSU program, aptly titled MSU Shadows, that's turning downed trees into furniture and works of art. Greening of the Great Lakes host and current state contributor Kurt Heinze has more.
MSU, we love thy shadows.
Well, if I were to say MSU Shadows, I'll bet most of you would rightly think of that lovely university alma mater. And you might even think of trees because of the well-known phrase from the song, "Beneath the Pines We'll Gather."
Well, beneath the pines we'll gather.
But how many of you would conjure up visions of equally lovely and elegant wood products? With me to talk about the MSU Shadows you're probably not aware of is Dan Brown. Dan is a sustainable bioproduct specialist in MSU's Department of Forestry. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Give us some background on the origins and purpose of the MSU Shadows program.
We have many trees on campus, so they're cherished by our student body or faculty. They are a teaching resource for our students within forestry and horticulture and other classes. So we bring down about 300 trees a year on campus. So safety concerns, disease, stress drought, just urban stress in general, and some construction removal. So originally these trees were either chipped up and burnt in the power plant or chipped up and used as mulch. So either one of those end uses aren't a real desirable way to use these trees that we love so much. So we decided we could reclaim these trees and hopefully make a product that a heirloom product that'll stick around in folks' homes for a while.
Well, it's a lot of us have been around campus for a long time. Often wondered what happened. I mean, even this summer we've had a couple of pretty fierce storms mm-hmm. blow through where you've lost some trees. I mean, what a sustainable way to repurpose those trees that have been blown over.
Yes. And it's a common problem across municipalities. So MSU wasn't the only one that got hit by the ice storm in 2013. We're not the only ones that got hit by this storm back in June. East Lansing got it. And a lot of their wood is at the same fate. Municipalities across the country are chipping up wood and either burning it. Some of it gets landfilled, unfortunately. So there is a movement to start utilizing urban wood.
Tell us a little bit about the broader umbrella program, the Sustainable Wood Recovery Initiative.
So the MSU Shadows Collection funds this program. So with those funds, we're hoping to plant more trees on campus. So we're completing the circle. So we have these trees that we love. There's people been proposed to underneath these trees. We study under them. We love them. They grow up and they die, and then they were gone. So now we want to complete this circle. So part of the funds from the MSU Shadows Collection is going to go back into planting more trees on campus, so continuing this resource that we have. And then the other portion of the funds are going to go into educational opportunities. So we've already integrated the mill and some of the programs into forestry classes right now. We hope to have a full-on forestry course, urban wood utilization, and going through the whole process from the tree coming down all the way to selling a product.
My guest is Dan Brown. He is a sustainable bioproduct specialist at MSU's Department of Forestry. We're talking about the MSU Shadows program. So we've talked sustainability from an environmental standpoint and from an economic standpoint. Let's talk about the dimension that we call sort of the social and cultural leg of the sustainability stool. Mm-hmm. This wood, once it's milled and kilned and all of that, goes to local artists.
Yes, so we are also supporting the broader community with this program. Right, currently, we are working with 6 different local artisans. The furthest out that we are going is Ann Arbor. We have one in Lowell, Brighton. So that's kind of the outside diameter of our reach right at the moment. But yes, we are working with outside folks, and they're creating awesome products. We try to pick out folks that have their own unique styles and can bring their own flavors to the table.
So here, MSU trees are supporting local artists who make these products, in turn support the tree plantings on Michigan State's campus. You've
yes.
got a closed loop there
mm-hmm.
of sustainability.
And that was the idea, yep.
What types of products and where can folks find out more about them?
Right now we are selling our products to the MSU Surplus Store and MSUShadows.com. We hope to branch out later on in the future, but right now that's where we're at. We kind of have the full gamut of products, so you can have a dining room table. So we have some great live edge coffee tables. We have one of our artisans, he does a more mid-century modern look, so some real crazy looking designs. We have a few Herman Miller style tables, which are got a very unique story. Not only is the wood reclaimed on the top, but we've upcycled old Herman Miller table bases that were kind of laying around at surplus. And so there's a sustainability story kind of plugged in twice to these tables. And we've revived one of his bases and right. thrown a new a reclaimed wood top on top. So you can get the big furniture, and then we stepping down from that, we have diploma frames. We cater to bachelor's, master's, and PhD frames, and they come in a multitude of flavors, styles, and colors. We have cutting boards, wine bottle stoppers, pens, business card holders, cutting boards. So we kind of run the gamut on all the way around.
I spent some time on the website looking at some of the different products. I mean, they are lovely products, and they're made by Michigan artists, and they come from MSU mm-hmm. wood. What a great thing to frame a diploma, a card holder, a table, because it's a talking point around the house.
Yeah, and another great plug on the products is, you know, Michigan State University, we have such a variety of trees that, you know, it's a teaching resource. We have trees that don't grow here, so we've made them grow here. So eventually they succumb, and we get that wood. So we have some species that you won't find on the commercial market in these products. And some of the colors and things that come out with the trees being stressed on campus is also unique.
Wow, so just things that you would not see.
Yeah, yeah. So many of our products you're not going to find at, you know, your box stores or local places.
And you're supporting tree plantings on campus.
Yes.
When you're buying those products, in addition to the local artists.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds like a win-win-win.
That's what we're hoping to get here.
Okay, so the MSU Surplus Store, or go online to MSU Shadows for those wonderful, lovely products. I've been talking with Dan Brown. He's a sustainable bioproduct specialist at MSU's Department of Forestry, and he leads the Department of Forestry's input and coordination of the MSU Shadows program. Dan, thanks so much for being on the program.
All right, thanks for having me.
Sing our love for alma mater, and thy praises, MSU.
Hear more from Kirk Heinze on MSU Today, Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock on AM 870.